It's all about Him. All this tabernacle is about Jesus Christ, our Savior. All of it. Every little bit of it. Now we're in the 28th chapter of the book of Exodus, Ve'elei Shemot, as it is in Hebrew. 28:1 says, "Bring near to me yourself, Aaron, your brother, and his sons with him from among the sons of Israel to minister as priests to me." Aaron, of course, you know Aaron. It means light or enlightenment. Nadab means liberal, and Abihu, he is my father. Eleazar is God is my help, and Ithamar, existing. Aaron's sons. "And you shall speak to all the skillful." Now, these are inspired workmen now. You know, I have taught, I taught people how to do mechanics. And that was sometimes a real job. My son Jimmy was not a natural mechanic. He really had a hard time learning it. I wanted him to be a doctor or a nurse because he was very intelligent, but he had trouble with mechanics, and finally he turned out to be a fantastic mechanic, but it was a lot of work. I don't know whether some of you out there might know a man by the name of Scott Cox on talk radio. Scott Cox, I tried to teach him how to be a mechanic, and it didn't work at all. I remember one year I was working at Sullivan Sun Hydraulics, and every mechanic came in there, I taught them how to be mechanics. And Scott came in there, he was one of my friend's son-in-law, and I got him over there. We were going to build what we call commercial pumps. They were gear pumps, and stacking them together, they were multi-stages. And so we had to make the bolts that bolt them together, so we took this real hardened steel all thread, and we had to measure it, how long it needed to be, and then you had to cut it off with a hacksaw. Well, I gave Scott a new hacksaw blade, and I said, "Put this in there, that way you won't have to fight with it." I gave him this hacksaw blade. And he put it in his hacksaw, and he was sawing and sawing and sawing. I went back 10, 15 minutes later, he was still sawing and sawing and sawing and sawing. I said, "What in the world is taking you so long? Cut those threads." "I don't know, it's just not cutting." I said, "Let me see that hacksaw." He had the hacksaw blade in backwards. It didn't cut very well unless you pulled on it. Well, he was pushing, and they pulled it back, pushing. It just wasn't getting anywhere because it wasn't cutting. And over again, we did the same thing. And I saw him later. He was at a paintball little range there on White Lane. And my friend Gary Rubin owned it. And I went in there and I'd visit with Gary every now and then. It was kind of a hawk shop, and he had a shooting range in the back, a paintball range. And Scott was there. They were filming it with a camera and everything else. And this girl friend of his that was on this show with him, he was there, and they were shooting at each other and everything like that. And I said, "Hi, Scott." He said, "Hi, Jim." Like that. And Gary came up there, and he said, "You know," he said, "I'll ask him." I said, "How do you know him?" He said, "He tried to make me a mechanic, tried to teach me a mechanic, and it didn't work." He said, I'm a good talk show host." Anyway, and so these people here had a spirit of inspiration in them. They were natural mechanics. You didn't have to wrestle with them. And they have to teach them which way is right and which way is left. Which way is right, where you screw something on, or left. And sometimes there's left-hand threads, so you got to watch that now and then, occasionally. They had a spirit of wisdom, and then they were inspired to be these workmen, because this typified a very important thing, Jesus Christ and His redemptive ministry. "And they make Aaron's garments and consecrate him that he may minister as priest to me." Now, Jesus is the one high priest. And every one of these high priest garments actually typified something about Jesus. And even the high priest that went in there once a year to make the atonement for the nation of Israel, he was a type of Christ, but Jesus was the real high priest. And his priesthood was like Melchizedek. It was not, he did not die. He had no beginning, he had no end. Jesus Christ is always forever the Jehovah of the Old Testament. And these garments which they shall make, a breastpiece of the ephod, and a robe and a tunic of the checkered work, a turban and a sash, and they shall make holy garments for Aaron, your brother, and his sons, and they may minister as priests to me. And they shall take the gold, divinity, blue, heaven, and the purple, royalty, and the scarlet, the sacrificial blood of Jesus Christ, material and fine linen, and fine linen as white, the righteousness of Christ. And they shall make the ephod of gold and of blue, gold, divinity, blue, heaven, and the purple, that means royalty. He was a king. Jesus is a king of all the earth, the king of glory, the king of glory, the king of kings and Lord of lords, king of kings and Lord of lords. And the scarlet material and fine linen. And they shall all make the ephod of gold and of blue, and purple and scarlet material, fine twisted linen, and the work of the inspired workman. The inspired workman. And it shall have two shoulder pieces joined to its two ends that may be joined. And by the word, this word blue here is actually violet. And this violet comes from a worm that's crushed. And in Psalm 22, it talks about this crushed worm. Jesus Christ was that crushed worm. He was treated like he was dirt. It shall have two shoulder pieces joined to its two ends that may be joined. The two shoulder pieces and two ends that may be joined. This is the two natures of Christ. The humanity and divine joined together. And the skillful woven band which is on it shall be like its workmanship, of the same material of gold and blue and purple and scarlet material and fine twisted linen. And you shall make two onyx stones and engrave on them the names of the sons of Israel. These two onyx stones. And six of the names on one stone and the names of the six remaining on the other stone according to their birth. Wearing and carrying on his shoulders always the Messiah, King of Israel. As a jeweler engraves a signet is a signet ring, something that you press into wax or clay with a, it kind of makes an impression in it with a king's name, the king's face sometimes. As a jeweler engraves a signet, you shall engrave the two stones according to the names of the sons of Israel, and you shall set them as a filigree in settings of gold. Two stones. Gold. And you shall put the two stones on the shoulder pieces of the ephod as stones of memorial for the sons of Israel, and Aaron shall bear their names before the Lord on his two shoulders for a memorial. Jesus Christ bears our names always, doesn't he? Our names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the very world. And you shall make filigree of settings of gold, divine. And two chains of pure gold, you shall make them twisted cordage work, and you shall put the corded chains on the filigree settings, and you shall make all the breastplates of judgment of the work of the skillful workman, like the work of ephod, and you shall make it of gold, and of blue, and of purple, and scarlet material, fine twisted linen, you shall make it. And it shall be square, and folded double, a span in length, about 9 inches, and a span in width. And you shall mount on the four rows of stones. The first row shall be a row of ruby, topaz, and emerald. And the second row shall be turquoise, and sapphire blue, and a diamond crystal. And the third row shall be jacinth and agate and amethyst. And the fourth row shall be beryl and onyx and jasper, and they shall be set in fine or in gold filigree. And by the way, if you look into the book of Revelation, the new city, the foundations of that city are exactly what you're reading right here. The foundations of the city of New Jerusalem. And the stone shall be according to the names of the sons of Israel, 12 according to their name, and there shall be like engravings of a seal, each according to his name for the 12 tribes, and you shall make on the breastplate chains of twisted cordage work in gold. And you shall make on the breastplate 2 rings of gold, and shall put the 2 rings on the 2 ends of the breastplate. And you shall put the 2 cords of gold on the 2 rings at the ends of the breastplate. Verse 25 now. And you shall put the other 2 ends and the 2 cords on the 2 filigree settings and put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod in front of that. All of this is talking about the dual nature of Christ, God and man. And you shall take 2 rings of gold, and you'll place them on the 2 ends of the breastplate, on the edge of it, which is toward the inner side of the ephod. And you shall make 2 rings of gold, and put them at the bottom of the 2 shoulder pieces of the ephod, and on the front of it, and close it to the place where it is joined above the skillfully woven band of the ephod. Now look over here. You'll see what it's talking about as you see the high priest there. This is the breastplate we're talking about right here. All those representing the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel on that. And the foundation, that high priest shall have the foundation of the new city Jerusalem. Isn't that something? It's talking about New Jerusalem in Revelation. And Aaron shall carry the names of the sons of Israel in the breastplate of the judgment over his heart when he enters the holy place for a memorial before the Lord continually. When Jesus Christ was on that cross, the judgment and the wrath of God were upon him, and all of the sons of Israel, all of their sons and all of our sins were on the back of Jesus on that cross for 9 hours. And you shall put in the breastplate of the judgment the Urim and the Thummim. The Urim and the Thummim. And they shall be over Aaron's heart. And when he goes in before the Lord, and Aaron shall carry the judgment of the sons of Israel over his heart before the Lord continually. Jesus' heart burst on the cross of Calvary, and it just busted. Jesus Christ died because of the wrath of God and because of our sins and their sins. His heart burst. He carried the judgment of all of our sins on his heart, the heart of the holy Savior of God. And you shall make the robe of ephod of blue, and there shall be an opening at the top and the middle and around this opening, and there shall be a binding of woven work, as it were the opening of a coat of mail, that it may not be torn. And this is the collar around it. And you shall make on its hem pomegranates of blue and purple and scarlet material, and all around its hem and bells of gold between and all around the hem. When that priest moved, these bells, these golden bells rung. Our salvation was brought about by divine work. Divine work. And a golden bell and a pomegranate, and a golden bell and a pomegranate, all around the hem of the robe. And it shall be on Aaron when he ministers, and his tinkling may be heard when he enters and leaves the holy place before the Lord, that he may not die. That he may not die. What happens if he died? He had a rope around his leg and they had to pull him out if he died. They couldn't go in there. They go in there and they die. If he went in there with sin, he died. If Jesus Christ would have been on the cross, if he had one tiny sin in his life, our salvation would have been worthless. But he did not. You shall make a plate of pure gold and shall engrave it like the engravings of a seal, holy to the Lord. Kadesh. Li Jehovah. Kadesh li Jehovah. Jesus was the Son of God. He was holy. Holiness to the Lord because He was the Lord. And you shall have fastened it on a blue cord, and it shall be on the turban. And it shall be at the front of the turban. Kadesh li Jehovah. That's the one right there, that golden band around his head, holiness to the Lord. That high priest represented Jesus Christ. And you shall fasten it with a blue cord, and it shall be on the turban, and it shall be in the front of the turban. And it shall be on Aaron's forehead, and Aaron shall take away the iniquity of the holy thing, which the sons of Israel consecrate, in regard to all holy gifts, and it shall always be on his forehead, that they may be accepted before the Lord. Aaron represented Jesus Christ. There is no forgiveness of sins without the shedding of blood, and the only forgiveness of sins was not for bulls and goats, but Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. You shall weave the tunic of the checkered work of fine linen, and shall make a turban of fine linen, and you shall make a sash, the work of a weaver. That's a belt, a sash. And for Aaron's sons you shall make tunics, and you shall also make sashes for them, and you shall make caps for them, for glory and for beauty. You know what? Jesus said, I've made you a kingdom of priests. A kingdom of priests. Kingdom of priests. That's us. We're a kingdom of priests. Jesus Christ is the high priest. We're the kingdom of priests. And you shall put them on Aaron, your brother, and on his sons with him, and you shall anoint them and ordain them and consecrate them that they may serve me as priests. And you shall make for them linen breeches to cover their bare flesh. And they shall reach from the loins even to the thighs. These are underpants, you know. They shall be on Aaron and on his sons, and when they enter into the tent of meeting, and when you approach the altar, to minister in the holy place, so that they do not incur guilt, iniquity, or sin, and die. It shall be a statute forever to him, and to his descendants after him. What a story of redemption, isn't it? Yeah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And the book of Hebrews says, Jesus is better, Jesus is better, Jesus is better, Jesus is better. Jesus was even far and more better than all of this. Because he is our personal, real Savior. We don't have to go to a priest and confess our sins. We confess our sins to the Father by the authority of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Father, we send this message out for your honor and glory tonight, to glorify your Son for what he did for us and saved us. Father, please forgive us for we fail you. Forgive me. Use this message wherever it goes in the world for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name I pray.